Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. We're so excited to reconnect with all of you. Our team has been recording episodes around the table on our Equip Her podcast. So join us on Patreon if you would like these exclusive episodes. This partnership community was created to intentionally disciple you for the purpose of fruitful discipleship and community in the local church. We want you to connect with women in person deeply and in an intentional way to disciple them. So our desire is for this platform to give us the opportunity to have more deep, engaging, and personal conversations with you. So we're going to have another free preview event on June 23rd through 30th. And you're invited to our newest motherhood series, The Throne of God, Casting Your Cares and Living in Grace with myself and my friend Rachel. She is one of our ministry partners. So be sure to join us for that. This week, we have a fun question to begin. What's on your summer bucket list? Heather, I can't wait to hear from you on all the fun that you have planned this summer. So why don't you go first?
Yeah, sure. So my brother's actually coming out to visit me in Oregon just like a week and a half. So we're probably going to be doing some little adventures, exploring Oregon. We love to do, like, go to waterfalls and see different waterfalls and then, of course, just, you know, the impromptu barbecues and spending time, you know, with friends and family over a good meal. I love fellowship with friends and family.
Yeah, that sounds
How about you? Nice.
My body's just needing more rest, so I'm going to be setting my alarm later during the week and on weekends, just turning it off. I'm just really excited about the slower pace that summer brings. And we have a beach trip planned with our boys, but mostly I'm just excited to soak up more longer days in the sunshine and relax by the pool. I'm also looking forward to our Women's Summer Book Club, which will be hosted in my home. So gathering with women in every season is really one of my favorite items to include on the bucket list.
That sounds delightful.
Yes, I'm excited. Yeah, I think the slower pace and having women in my home will be very refreshing.
Yes, even just relaxing in the sun. So I love just sometimes just sitting in the sun and just letting it beam on me and just let it warm me up. Yeah, only for a little while. Only for a little while, though, because then I get too hot.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot here. So I like to go out in the mornings on the patio by the pool and enjoy the sunshine. But in the afternoons, it gets really hot. So it's hard to do that.
Yeah. I have a little bit milder weather here in Oregon. So
yes, you do. I was talking to my husband. I was like, I really want to go see Heather. So hopefully sometime soon I can do that.
Yeah, anytime. My door is always open. I've got a room and a bed that you can stay in.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Well, pour a cup of coffee or tea, grab your journal. And we've actually shared about this this week in our Facebook group, but we have a scripture memory journal in our store. So we will share that link in the show notes for you, but grab your journal, even if it's not the Redefined Sisters journal, and join us for a special conversation. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Emily, will be your host, joined by my dear friend, Heather.
Hi, ladies.
Yes, and Heather, I think it's been probably 6 months, but you've recently kind of joined the core leadership team. So it's been fun having you here with us. You've been doing the Equip Her episodes with me, so it's been nice.
And it's been my pleasure. Yes.
Well, we are thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thanks for tuning in, ladies. And we would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we can reach more women with the hope of the gospel. In today's episode, we are reading from the ESV and the NASB translations of the Bible. Our question that we want to focus on to begin with is, how can we have a heart posture focused on eternity this summer? There's lots of fun activities. There's longer days, maybe bonfire and s'mores at night. So just prioritizing Christ in our walk with him. So we can do this by abiding in Jesus and seeking to live in obedience to him. And I'm going to begin by reading in John chapter 15. So if you've been a Christian a long time, I'm sure you're familiar with John 15, but maybe you're not. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. So I will start in verse 1. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. John chapter 15, verse 8. We're going to read through John 15 and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. I'm so excited to abide in Jesus this summer with you, with all of you. It's going to be an incredible summer, and I hope you're ready for all that God's going to do. Verse 1 of John chapter 15, I am the true vine. This is Jesus speaking, and my Father is the vine dresser. So as his followers, we are the branches, and Jesus is the vine. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. And we'll talk about this in a minute. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And we're going to read through verse 17 of chapter 15. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things, verse 11, I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another. So to understand the significance of this chapter, we need to look at the word abide. So let's look closely at the Greek word meno, which means to remain, stay, reside, or dwell. Okay? So we are not without the presence and power of Christ in our lives. Let's reread verse 10 again together. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And we don't know what you're walking through in this moment as you're getting ready for summer and all the fun things you have planned. But if it's been a painful season of God pruning your heart, Let's look at verse 2 to see what this actually means. When Jesus used the words prunes, the Greek word here is katharo, which indicates cleansing or purifying. We want you to know there's a purpose in the regrowth and in the cleansing of our hearts that takes place in this process. It's painful, yes. But in a sense, any fruit that is bad or unfruitful for our flourishing within the Christian life needs to be removed. As we see in verse 8, it's also a hindrance to our discipleship. So our walk with Christ is at stake. These areas of our life can be overcome through the power of Christ as we choose to cling to Him in this season. So, Heather, do you have some verses over fruitfulness in the Christian life for us?
I do. There's a couple that were put on my heart to share. I want to start with Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. And this verse is just like, when we place our hope and confidence in God and not things of this world. So seeking God's wisdom, praying for guidance, and trusting in God's plan for your life. The next verse I have is Deuteronomy 6, 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And this is just like a commitment to God that we allow God to use us for His will and having that personal relationship with Him will help to help us to like hear from Him and give us that wisdom and give us that guidance. And the last verse I have here is Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so that you must also forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And this is just like a verse of saying, like, let everything we do in our lives reflect God through us and our love for others.
Yes, those are so good. Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
Well, ladies, we have, like we mentioned at the beginning, we have longer episodes that we're doing in our Equip Her podcast because we feel like that's just a better platform to have really deep and meaningful conversation. And so these episodes are longer and we go more in depth with scripture. So we just invite you over there if that's where God is leading you. And I want to end our conversation with a prayer of blessing over you. So a benediction for the Redefined Sister. This may often be heard at the conclusion of your church worship service. Gracious Father, we pray your sweet blessing over these women as they abide in you this summer. If there is any sin in our lives that is unfruitful for our flourishing within the Christian life that needs to be removed, please help us to overcome these strongholds through the power of your Spirit, so that our discipleship will not be hindered. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Don't forget to press replay on our Fruit of the Spirit episodes for more encouragement, and be sure to head to our Insta at Redefined Sisters for a chance to be entered in our spring giveaway, and let us know what's on your summer bucket list. Thanks for joining us. We hope to see you in our Redefined Sisters Facebook community this summer. Join us live monthly on Thursdays. We are currently in the Wisdom Literature books of the Bible. Song of Solomon. This follows Ecclesiastes. We love you, ladies, and thanks for being here, sister. Bye-bye, ladies.
Bye, ladies. We'll see you next time. Bye. See you next time. Okay, I'm going to start that over because I was muted again. We should do a blooper at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
What actually
blurb, blurb, blurb. we both made this same mistake.
Yeah, maybe we should put that at the end.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinesisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.